מחיי המתים, דאז. מחיי המתים, which בניין is it? מה? מה? חיי, I'll give you another clue. There is a guess 14 in the yod. I'll give you מצווה. מדבר. It's PL with a lamed hey, lamed yod. מחיי, חיה. מחיי המתים, מצווה. By the way, Mechaya Metim is only in the all the way to the conservative. How does Renewal say it? They use Mechaya Metim? No, Mechaya Kod. Reform.
Actually, both.
Reform say Mechaya
Kod.
No, the newest prayer book gives the choice and put it back. Metim.
Renewal is, however, the minhag of the congregation.
But the Reform prayer book, and one version before they decided on this new one was ridiculous, I think, because two times in the prayer they used Metim and two times they used Hakol. Yeah. Now but they didn't do it. Now they have Hakol everywhere with Metim in parentheses everywhere. Okay.
I didn't look carefully at Mishkan. I don't use it every day. אוקיי, גייז. תחיית המתים. בבקשה, דוד פרישמן. הייתי אז ילד קטן. I'm trying not to translate. If you get stuck on the translation, you stop me. בסדר? הייתי אז ילד קטן. אבא, אמא וסבתא. האם של אמי. אהבו אותי מאוד. מעולם לא ראיתי אישה חכמה כמו סבתא שלי. Translate that. מעולם לא ראיתי אישה חכמה כמו סבתא שלי.
I've never seen
a woman as wise as my grandmother. מעולם לא שמעתי דברים יפים ומתוקים כדבריה.
I didn't understand what מתוקים was.
שנה טובה ומתוקה. Shana Tova. So, Dvash Matok, Besukar Matok, Metuka is sweet. So, Matok, Metuka, Metukim, Metukot. It conjugates like an adjective, like the colors Adom, Aduma, Adumi, Adumot, Yarok, Yeruka, Yerukim, Yerukot. מעולם לא שמעתי דברים יפים ומתוקים כדבריה. כדבריה.
Nothing as sweet as her words.
As her words.
As her words.
As her words. Or as the things she said. אהבתי אותה בכל ליבי ובכל נפשי. Where else do we use בכל לבבך ובכל נפשך? ואהבת. ועד היום אני זוכר את הסיפורים הרבים שסיפרה לי. And to this day,
The many stories that she told me.
סיפורים רבים. How else can I say many stories?
הרבה
סיפורים. What's the difference?
Is ha-rabim more elevated, more important? Well, has evocations of the
okay.
Prayer.
So they're both quantitators. One of them acts like an adjective, and one of them is just as a quantitator that does not conjugate. הרבה does not decline. הרבה סיפורים, הרבה ילדים, הרבה תלמידים בקולג'. אבל שמחה רבה, תודה רבה, אוקיי? סיפורים רבים, אוקיי? שמלות רבות, אוקיי? כן, שמלות רבות בארון, אוקיי? רב רבה, רבים רבות, is the inclined form of the quantitator. Okay, it becomes an adjective here.
But those are, you could use them both almost interchangeably.
Like when you want to save your life from matching masculine and feminine singular plural.
Harpe is a great word.
You use harpe. Yeah, is a great word. It's a lifesaver. I always tell, also in the colors, remember when we looked at colors? Chulza aduma, chulza kula, michnasayim aforim, shaon kachol. How can I avoid the conjugate, the declension of color? I can say betseva. And then seva is masculine singular, and I just need to know the singular column. Adom, kahol, yarok, tzaof, whatever. Right? Okay. Boker echad, acharei shekamti, ba'a ima, ve'amara li, shesavta meta balaila she'avar. Shamati et divrei ima, שמעתי. והדברים לא נגעו אל ליבי. אפילו מעט. Didn't touch my heart, not even a bit. אפילו מעט, not even a bit. ילד קטן הייתי אז, ולא הבנתי מה זה מוות. I didn't know what death is.
I didn't
I did not understand. Hevanti. Meta? Uma b'chach? Meta? What's in it? She died? Okay. Bayom ha'hu. Bayom ha'hu. Bayom ha'hu. On that day, kavru et savta. Ve'gam hadavar hazeh lo naga el libi. Filu me'at. Okay? Not even a bit. Filu me'at. Lo naga, nogea lalev is an expression. Very touchy. Nogea lalev. Okay? Nogea lalev is an expression.
Excuse me?
Naga el. Elipi. It's a conjugated. You can always conjugate the decline of
naga.
Right. You can decline the noun. Sheli shelcha shelo shelo. Where are you?
I just kavul. I forget what that means.
Likbor kever kvarim
to bury.
Okay.
Ken kavru they buried. Which one?
No,
you know what they call a burial
site? Touch. Nun, even I. And Hava Nagila Hava was Gil. Oh. I erased the Ayn Babiod. Lagil is to be happy.
Where is the
burial?
It's Naga. Okay. So, from which perspective is the story told so far? From a very young child. But how young do you think he is for not understanding death?
He doesn't understand death?
Yeah, young enough not to understand death, okay? That he didn't even care, it didn't mean anything. It's just a word that he doesn't process yet. It's not attached to feelings. It doesn't touch his heart.
They didn't explain it too well either.
Right, we talked about the generation of parents who was unable to communicate with children and express feelings, or expressing feelings was not appropriate, was, you know, in the European societies, it was like holding it in and not expressing it. Okay. Shlosha arba'a yamim avru. Vehine, she'ela hitchila la'alot belibi. Eifo Safta. Eifo Safta, karati. Ani rotze lirot et Safta. Even if he wasn't a funeral, he would not have seen her. They don't show it in the Orthodox communities.
They don't.
Well, nowhere.
Yes, they do. You have, some people have a tradition of going to that room.
Shomer.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, there's Shomer and you go see. But Orthodox people don't do that. One family member goes to identify the dead, so they're sure they buried the right person, mm-hmm. because they go through tahara, mm-hmm. and it's like a it's like they have 10 of them in a row, and they just go and clean them, but they do not. So before you bury in Israel, you need to see. But Orthodoxy does not.
Are they wrapped fully in white? Mm. But so the family members, there's no custom that everyone who wants to gets to see the dead person.
This is what I'm saying. Reform and conservative do that.
No, I meant in the Orthodox.
And not only that, let me tell you. When my husband's grandmother passed away, I was shocked. Because he said, you want to go see her? And I'm like, go see her? Yeah, we're all going to go see her. So in the back room before they had the...
So you did.
So let me tell you, though. She was covered to here, and then you just pulled the white on top.
Right.
She was manicured.
Oh, yeah.
And
popped
up
with... I did a funeral with a guy with an open casket. He had his glasses on. Give me a break.
Well,
It was not Jewish. I'm telling you,
she must have been involved then, I guess.
But that's the. They wanted to remember her beautiful, so they put makeup on.
But that's what the funeral. I went to this Catholic, he was dressed carefully in his favorite outfit.
It's weird.
And we're all looking at him.
It's really weird. I will not tell you my memory of my dad. But that's... anyways, here we go. So, איפה סבתא קראתי? אני רוצה לראות את סבתא. תנו לי את סבתא שלי. מתי תשוב סבתא? ותספר לי את הסיפורים היפים. So now he understands what it means to be dead. You're not around anymore. So being dead is not being around.
They can bring her back, too.
I want her stories.
No, when he's asking for her, he's like, bring her to me.
Yeah, he's
it's possible.
Right. So, my book is falling apart.
Mine was too, that's why I lost it.
כאשר תהיה תחיית המתים, pay attention to the verbs now. כאשר תהיה תחיית המתים, תחיה סבתא, תחיה גם סבתא, ותוכל לראות את פניה. I want the exact translation here, please.
When there will be the resurrection of the dead, you will also be able to see Savta's face.
But what about Tichye Gam Savta?
Savta will rise also.
She will revive. She will relive. Can?
Yeah.
She will too live. You forgot that one.
She will relive also.
Pay attention to visuals. Tihiye tchiyat hametim with a hey, hey, yod, hey. But tchiye safta is a chet.
Oh, a chet.
She will live.
She will live.
She will live again, we would say. She will also, when everybody is resurrected.
It doesn't say again here.
But in English, she will
live.
But
wait a minute. She
will relive.
She will live.
Also.
She will too live. Yeah.
She also will be resurrected.
You can't put God before Tichye.
Well,
she too will live.
And the Gam would go after Tichye. Tichye. Or it doesn't matter.
Well,
we could do
that
before.
Gam is an expression that you will use for emphasis in front of what you want to emphasize in the story. So here, they wanted it before Safta because they wanted to emphasize everybody will live.
Gam
Safta will.
Well, even
everyone
Safta.
Will,
even
but Gam Safta.
Yeah.
That's right, especially Safta. Okay, that's how you need to think about it. Ani achalti, aval gam shatiti.
Right.
All
right? That is like in English.
The gam, that's right, it's different from English. That
no,
way.
That would be like...
The same?
Well, I don't know.
Doesn't matter. That's how we do it in Hebrew.
Right.
Okay, so when the resurrection of the dead will happen, right, will be,
mm-hmm.
Safta will live, and you will be able to see her face. Antali ima, who said that? His mother answered him. Now, shamati et divrei ima, venafla even kveda me'al libi. Nafla even kveda me'al libi is a Hebrew expression. A heavy stone fell off from upon my heart. Me'al libi.
What? Wait. There fell a stone heavy from upon.
A heavy stone.
We would say on my heart, but may I.
From upon my heart.
From upon.
This is
shuffling.
Yes. It fell off of my heart.
Nahon, it fell off my
heart. It fell off it? Oh, I thought
off.
It went on it.
Why oh, on it?
I don't know.
May
all right, all right.
So is
this is a little kid's point of view.
When somebody wants to say that they have heavy loads sitting on them, they say, Evan kvida yoshevet li al halev.
No, I last night.
Evan is feminine. So now it's the opposite. He is missing his grandmother. It is something that sits on his heart heavily. And he says, the second his mom said, resurrection, Safta will also be among them. You'll be able to see her. Thank goodness. I'm relieved.
Is that expression used? My heart sank, fell on my heart. Would you use, is that also an expression? Libi? No? Okay. Me'al
from.
No,
it
right.
Fell off.
Okay. No, I think last year, for some reason, I understood it backwards too.
Yeshli etza, amarti. Tehiye tchiyat ametim, vegam safta tchiye. He thought he has his own idea. Okay. Yes, me etza. Etza is actually advice. So come on, let's do it. Let's make it happen.
Advice, not idea.
He must have been quite young.
Or to understand what tchiyat ha-meti means.
Yeah.
Avru regaim achadim, v'sha'alti et ima. Now, achadim is also a very special Hebrew thing. Regaim achadim, a few minutes went by. That's how we use a few. Echad, you know, is one. How come we have achadim plural for echad? So, a few.
Moments?
Yeah, a few moments, right?
Would it be moments? Rega.
Regaim achadim. A few minutes went by, a few moments. Veshaalti et ima. Umatai tihiye tchiyat ha-metim.
When will this happen?
Yeah.
We've been asking this for
Well, ka'asher yavo ha-mashiach. ענתה לי אמא, אז תהיה תחיית המתים, ואז תחיה גם סבתא. אתה תראה אותה יום-יום, והיא תספר לך את סיפוריה היפים. סיפוריה is what?
Her stories.
With a yod in there, we know it's the plural. סיפוריה. Jen, you need to review chapter 1 in this book, okay? And Coleman, you too. Chapter 1 in this book is review for you. You need to learn it thoroughly, okay? Line 26, Shura 26. Ima, mata yavo ha-mashiach? Okay? Shaati? כאשר ישמרו בני ישראל שבת אחת כהלכה, אז יבוא המשיח. So, now this is a concept that, you know, it's a Kabbalistic a concept. It's an ultra-Orthodox concept that Mashiach will come only after one Shabbat will be observed by all Jews. We say tzedakah, we say tefillah. The religious, the true Orthodox Kabbalistic concept is that when everybody around the world, Jewish people around the world, will observe one Shabbat, then we can do it. Then he will come. And then there is, you know, how will he come? What he will look like? How will we recognize him? So there is a whole image in Kabbalah that talks about this. Hayiti male simcha.
Full of joy.
Nahon.
Male is full.
Okay, male is full. It's a stative verb, right? Male, ra'ev, tzame, gadel. Stative verb. Simcha is a noun. Pay attention to the vowels. Simcha. Smecha. Simcha. Okay? I was full of joy. Shabbat achat kahalacha. Dvar katan hu. Right? Ma b'chach. אמרתי בליבי. He didn't verbalize it. ועוד אמרתי, אני אהיה הראשון, אני אשמור שבת אחת כהלכה, ואבא שלי בוודאי יעזור לי, will surely help me. גם הוא ישמור את השבת כמוני. Pay attention how the כמו is declined, כמוני. וגם אמא תעשה כמוני. היא בוודאי רוצה שסבתא תחיה. גם האחים, הדודים והדודות שלי, כולם ישמרו את יום השבת ההוא. That one specific Shabbat, that יום שבת, the one, יום השבת ההוא. הלו, כולם רוצים שסבתא תחיה. הלו is an expression with hey, you see the hey, the vowel under the hey? It's an interrogative hey in the biblical Hebrew. The question hey, interrogative hey. It has a chataf patach under it. Hello, I like to translate it, for everyone wants that Tzavta will live. Every time you have hello, so it's of course, you know, for everybody wants to. So then he thinks about his other options. Who else in his world will surely observe Shabbat with him on that particular Shabbat? Needs to be a national, international Shabbat observance, kahalacha. גם בחדר, under quotation marks, it's quotation marks, not yods, גם בחדר, בבית הספר היהודי, אספר את הדבר לחבריי, ואבקש מהם לשמור את יום השבת ההוא. That one. האם לא יעשו את הדבר הזה בשביל סבתא שלי? Won't they do it for my סבתא? ואל השכנים אבוא, ואל האנשים בשוק, ואבקש מהם לעשות את הדבר, to do the thing, to do what, what's the thing, לעשות את הדבר. מה הדבר? בעברית? Answer me in Hebrew, please. מה זה, איזה דבר לעשות? עברית.
לשמור
את השבת. לשמור את השבת, לעשות לשמור את השבת. מי לא יעשה לי את החסד הקטן הזה? Who wouldn't do that? חסד. That little חסד. Act of kindness.
Sweet.
Now he's learning in the cheder, so you understand that he's very young. Very, very young.
So is it cheder elementary school or up to what age?
So cheder used before grammar school.
Like up to 10?
3, 4, 5.
Oh, before grammar school. Oh.
But, and then okay. In some period before they had a bet midrash, right, they come to the bet midrash after school. It was not Sunday school or Hebrew school.
I do.
You went to bet midrash?
4 days a week after school. It's amazing I stayed Jewish.
Look what you did. You went away and you're coming back full time. ומאבא אבקש שייסע איתי אל הערים הקרובות ואחר כך אל הערים הרחוקות, אל כל הערים אשר על פני האדמה ובכל מקום אבקש מן האנשים שישמרו את השבת האחת כהלכה. האם לא יעשו דבר קטן כזה בשביל סבתא שלי? לפי חשבוני, according to my calculations, ישמרו כל היהודים בעולם את השבת הבאה. So סבתא died. There is Shiva. He doesn't even know about Shiva. So he's going to talk to the neighbors who are going to come to Shiva. He's going to talk to the people who are nearby. Then he's good. Within that week, he's going to travel across the nation and across the whole world. Partout took him 80 days, but hey. Right? Around the world with in 80 days with passepartout. Passepartout, right? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Around the world.
Are you kidding? It's a kid's story,
show.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, it was a book. Yeah, of course, Joel Brown. But for that, it's all fatigue. Yeah. Okay. Around the world in 80 days. With Pascal. Okay.
Just song. So,
he thinks it's going to happen in one day.
Yeah.
In book two, the end. Where is
his world is very small.
His world is very small. Exactly.
Probably flat.
He doesn't have sense of time, and he doesn't have sense of space. These are younger than three guys.
He's a mystic.
He's a mystic, yeah. Which mystical story did we read? In book two, the last story in book two.
I don't remember.
Maaseh Ha'ez. You remember?
Oh, the goat.
The goat story.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right, that jumped over time and space to end up in Israel. So.
Through the tunnel and ended up in
yeah.
Sfat, right? The same concept.
Mm-hmm. So the question here is, like, which halakha do we follow over the Shabbat? There's so many.
Oh, yaldut, yaldut. Childhood, childhood. Yalet katan hayiti az velo yacholti lehavin. Ki gdola meod haaretz. Key here is she, that, biblical usage. Ki gdola meod haaretz. Vechi shonim haanashim ze mize. Shonim ze mize. They are different from one another. Pay attention how they say from one another. Just like we say ze la ze, right? In their davening. Here you say ze mize, different from one another.
I've heard of ze et ze. What is
it? Nachon, yesh gam ze et ze. So ze et ze is each other. Ze la ze is in the middle of an expression. You need to know what the expression is. So dome ze la ze. They are similar to one another. Or shonim ze mi ze, different from one another. Okay, we have it in our notes last year.
The similar was what? Again, say that again.
Domim ze la ze. A father and child look alike.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Domim ze la ze. Okay. You need to know how to use it because Rabbinic Hebrew uses those terms all the time. Okay.
I can imagine.
So anashim shonim ze mize haaretz gdola. I efshar sheyishmeru beyachad afilu shabbat achat kahalacha. It's just impossible. I efshar she yishmeru. Pay attention to the construct, the syntactic usage here. Okay? I efshar she. And then a whole sentence. Okay? It's bevadai tavinu, you surely will understand. Hashabbat ha'achat kahalacha lo hayta. Lachen, therefore, lachen, lo ba hamashiach, velo haita tchiyat hamitim, ve'et savta sheli, et savta hayekara ve'ahuva, lo ra'iti od.
Aval, hu ra'a savta shelo, im hasipurim shela. When he tells the stories of his grandmother, then she sees her face.
Derech hasipurim shela. Derech through her stories. Derech hasipurim shela.
The same derech as the path.
The same derech as the path. Because whatever it is that you do through, is they're showing you the way in which. Okay.
Oh, through the path.
Yeah. And verb analysis for the story, guys, is. So what is your homework for next time?
Two weeks
after Thanksgiving.
Lamed Hay
chart summarized.
Do we have a meeting on Wednesday?
Next week we don't.
No.
Off
the hook.
Because Hebrew
club. So you have 2 weeks to catch up to where we are. If anybody needs my help, new schedule, you know, the college is open, so I am here. Just email me times that you need to.
So we are finishing chapter 5. We are doing our final summary.
You and you need to review one.
Right. And there was another thing.
And I will tell you that when you review one, that it's extremely important to put attention to the vowels.
Yeah.
And similarities and differences. Okay? you're going to make a chart for the Ayin Vav, a comparison of all the roots mm-hmm. of Ayin Vav. You do one, if you don't have yet a summary chart of Lamed Hey in Pa'al, we're talking in Pa'al. Those of you who did Hit Pa'al, fine. If you didn't do Hit Pa'al and I didn't check it, I need to check it. Then you're going to finish Unit 5, all the work in Unit 5, plus on verb analysis. All the verbs in the story, do not skip these, because all the verbs are significant and important. Okay? And if you do not know how to use them, I need to know you do not know how to use, how to analyze them. It's really important. Say that? Because we're moving now to an area you do not know. We are really moving to, this was a review, we're moving to, you know, room in the darkness. Okay? I will have to light candles along the way, so you have to do the review properly. There are also, you know, on 137, the girl who went to the tourist agency with vocabulary, so all of it, because we've done it last year, I'm just asking you to review.
Right.
And there are two poems on 142 and 143 with questions, all in Hebrew. Please answer. It's in the chapter. If you say to yourself, do everything in Unit 5, you will have to also answer in Hebrew the questions. Seven?
But those of us that did it, the answering.
If you did the answering, then just see if
you need to do it again.
You well, you do because you'd
be quiet in
your book. Can't remember.
Not.
You don't know what you did and didn't do.
Lillian, it's not a punishment. If you're uncomfortable with your Hebrew, you should.
No, I understand.
If you're uncomfortable,
No. But reanalyzing all the verbs, yes. But never mind. I know that.
Okay. So when we read the story last year, I told you that it reminded me of, first of all, Triyat HaMetin is talked about in Chazon HaAtzemot HaYevashot. Chazon HaAtzemot HaYevashot in Yechezkel. Did I give you? I didn't give you the...
No, maybe you did give it to us.
I really think we did it in class.
No, I think you did. I'm trying to remember.
So, right?
We did do it.
You take this. And you have too many pages there, I don't know why. This is for you? Okay, anybody else wants another copy?
Well, can we have another copy? If you have one available.
Do you want another copy?
Oh, yeah. No, it's right here.